there were few people more visible in the highest echelons of the sport of horse racing in the 1990s than Bob and Beverly Lewis. The California couple spent large sums at the yearling sales and were rewarded with 6 champions, including 2 Kentucky Derby winners, in the span of 10 years. But it is likely that they are most remembered for their copious volumes of grace and class. Bob and Beverly were married for 58 years before Bob's passing in 2006, and they developed similarly loyal relationships with those they employed in the thoroughbred industry. In a 2017 TDN story following Beverly's death, trainer Bob Baffert said, "They may have been the only owners in racing who no one ever minded losing to. They were both so well-liked and such nice people." These days, the Lewis stable looks much different. Gone are the days when multi-million dollar colts are knocked down to the Lewises at the yearling sales and show up in the classics 2 years later for trainers like Baffert and Wayne Lucas. The main stage is no longer Churchill Downs on the first Saturday in May or the winner's circle at the Breeders' Cup, but rather rolling green pastures in Paris, Kentucky. The supporting cast is a handful of mares and foals dotting the fields of Craig and Holly Banderoff's Denali Stud. The star act is the great matriarch Serena's Song. Grace, class, and loyalty remain as prominent as ever. When Bob Lewis died, his son Jeff stepped up to help his mother, Beverly, run the stable. The focus switched from buying expensive colts to preserving the legacy of their Eclipse champion, Hall of Famer, and 11-time Grade 1 winner Serena's Song, one of the first yearlings purchased for the Lewises by Wayne Lucas in 1993.
My dad and Wayne made a deal with regard to the purchase of yearlings over a 3-year period of time, and my dad committed some significant capital to that effort. The very first horse that Wayne selected for Mom and Dad, and I believe that it was at the Keeneland July sale, when that was a featured sale, was this filly sired by Rahi. And she wasn't inexpensive, but she was quite reasonable. And Wayne turned to my dad when the hammer went down and said to him, "Bob, I think that one, that being Serena's Song, fell between the cracks." And if there was ever a truthful statement made in the history of horse racing, that had to be among the tops.
Serena's Song proved Lucas's premonition correct. She won the Oakley Stakes and Landaluce Stakes at 2, before missing out to stablemate Flanders in a head bob and a historic renewal of the Breeders' Cup Juvenile Fillies in 1994. Serena bounced right back to win her first 5 starts at 3, including the Las Virgenes Stakes, the Santa Anita Oaks, and the Jim Beam Stakes over the colts. She faded after leading for the first mile in the 1995 Kentucky Derby, but redeemed herself to add the Black-Eyed Susan and Mother Goose, Haskell, Gazelle, and Beldame Stakes during a remarkable 13-race sophomore campaign, which culminated in an Eclipse Trophy for champion 3-year-old filly. She posted a further 15 starts at 4 for Wayne Lucas, winning the Santa Monica and Santa Maria handicaps and the Hampstead handicap. She retired as the richest mare in North American racing history, with $3.28 million gleaned from 18 wins from 38 starts, and in 2002 was inducted into racing's Hall of Fame. Serena's Song was pensioned from breeding in 2014 and now, aged 27, is enjoying her retirement at Denali Stud, where 3 of her daughters and 1 of her granddaughters are in the early stages of their own breeding careers. Serena's Song was one of the trailblazers in a golden era for the Lewises, when they campaigned 6 champions in a span of a decade, including Kentucky Derby winners Silver Charm and Charismatic, Sprint champion Orientate, and 2-year-old champions Timber Country and Folklore. Jeff Lewis admits that after his father's passing, he and his mother didn't think that they could keep pace with those accomplishments, and thus went in new direction with the stable.
The difficulty of matching or even coming close to what my father accomplished in the Watt Classics with horses like Silver Charm and Charismatic was something that could not ever conceivably, in my opinion, be rivaled. We had Serena and the ability to sell her product. And the revenue that has been generated over the years by Serena's foals, or yearlings, has been extraordinary.
While some of Serena Song's early progeny were sold, and colts out of her daughters go through the sales ring today, it is emphasized now that neither Serena nor any of her remaining daughters will ever be sold. That decision dates back to an ultimatum made by Beverly Lewis near the beginning of Serena's breeding career.
Early in her career, you know, Bob had said he was going to sell her. And not that I was some genius, but I just didn't want him to do it. I just had this feeling about her. For her to do what she did, you know, as a racehorse, and, you know, she had the ability, she had the genetic blood being by Rahi, and you know, the family. And I said to him, look, I'm going to come to California and let's talk about this. You know, we really, you know, well, you can come, but that's what we're going to do. I said, okay, well, if you'll pick me up at the airport, I'm coming. So I had prepared this report for him and all the reasons not to do it. And I'll never forget this. It's one of my favorite Bob Lewis stories. I walked out of John Wayne Airport and Bob was sitting there and I got in the car and he looked at me and said, ah, Craig, he said, we're not going to sell her. Beverly won't let me sell her. Let's go get a Whataburger. And he said, just don't tell Beverly where we're going to lunch. And I said, your secret's good with me, Bob.
Bob Lewis's inclination to sell Serena Song was not born from disrespect towards the mare, but for the fact that his interests were strongly rooted in the racing and not the breeding game. Indeed, Lewis sold Serena Song's first two foals, the fillies Serena's Tune and Sophisticat, for $1 million and $3.4 million, respectively. Both of those went on to be notable producers. Serena's Tune is the dam of Jim Bolger's Group 3 winner and Useful Sire Vocalized, and the second dam of Champion and Young Sire Honor Code, as well as stakes winners Noble Tune and Declaration of Peace. The Sophisticat line continues to provide updates too. She is the second dam of Sufala, a 650,000 euro yearling and winner of the Group 3 Prix Chloe and the listed Volterra stakes in June.
I mean, I said to Jeff, you know, I guess if I had to get anything back in the Serena, you know, history, it would be maybe a couple of those daughters that we let get away. But, you know, as Jeff alluded to, I mean, Bob wasn't a breeder. You know, that wasn't what he wanted to be. He was a racer. And, you know, he wasn't that interested in the breeding business. And as a matter of fact, you know, we sold several of his mares for, you know, a lot of money at the top of the market. Because that's not what he wanted to do, as Jeff said. You know, he wanted to take those funds and put them back and go see if he could win the Kentucky Derby again.
Serena Song produced 8 more foals prior to Bob Lewis's death. 7 colts, including graded winners and sires Grand Reward, Harlington, and Schramsberg, and 1 filly, Pure Symmetry, who was retained. In perhaps a stroke of divine intervention, however, Serena Song produced 3 consecutive fillies to wind down her breeding career after Bob Lewis passed. Night and Day, the dam of With Anticipation Stakes and Dania Beach Stakes winner Made You Look, stakes winner Serene Melody, and Gold Serenade, who this year produced her first foal, a colt by Pioneer of the Nile. Those 3 mares, along with Serena Song granddaughter Miner's Cat, who is out of the aforementioned Pure Symmetry, are all permanent members of the Lewis Broodmare Band. Perhaps, in a way, Banderoff and Lewis have been given a chance to rewrite history.
We're extremely grateful for that decision, and we follow that adage, we bred her the best of the best, and, you know, she's been a genetic gem. I've had a lot of wonderful moments in my career, but I'm not sure I've ever been prouder than when Bob mentioned me at the Hall of Fame induction and credited, you know, me to playing a role in developing her as a broodmare. You know, and listen, it's all her. You know, I don't You know, we didn't have any magic sauce or any secret recipe.
In the midst of developing Serena's song's family legacy, the Lewises and Banderoffs created one of their own.
So I first met Bob and Beverly. They attended a TOBA seminar, and Holly and I were hosting a part of it, I remember, on Weanlings, I think. Bob and Beverly were just such wonderful people, persons, that, you know, we struck up an acquaintance and a friendship. You know, I mean, look, we've been fortunate to have numerous people, you know, in our lives, in our careers, that have made a big impact and had a big influence. But, you know, Bob and Beverly were very special. You know, I think Holly and I were very young, and I always think that they saw something in us that reminded them of themselves. And as I said, you know, I don't want to shortchange other people that gave us wonderful opportunities, but I can tell you I have a picture of Bob in my office, you know, near my father. And there you go. You know, they made a big difference. And, you know, they were special people. And, you know, he had confidence in us before, you know, people knew who we were, really.
The bond between the Banderoffs and the Lewises has been growing 30 years and counting. With Jeff Lewis keen to push on, and Craig and Holly's son Conrad taking on an expanded role on the farm, it looks only to continue.
It's unusual in any business to have a relationship that pushes 30 years. And, you know, we've been with this family for 30 years, and again, I'm as proud of that as anything, and feel, you know, very, very fortunate.
Serena's song isn't the only one of their own that the Lewises have made a long-term commitment to. In 2014, they foot the bill to repatriate Silver Charm from Japan, and a similar gesture was made when the late Charismatic also returned home from Japan in 2016.
Every time I'm in town, we go out to old friends and see Silver Charm. We enjoy seeing Michael Bloem, and the work that he's done out at old friends is just spectacular. We take great pride in supporting Silver Charm out there.
The second great chapter of Serena Song's life came to a close in 2015 when she was retired from broodmare duties. She produced 13 foals, including 6 stakes winners, and her progeny have fetched a total of $12.97 million in the sales ring.
We let her be a horse. She stays outside almost 24 hours a day. She'll come up, get a bite to eat. She gets curried, gets groomed. If it's hot, we'll leave her up a few hours, you know, out of the heat, and let her go back outside. In the wintertime, she has a blanket that she wears outside at night when it's cold.
Bush said Serena's song still knows her place in the pecking order.
She's always been tough, but honest. I mean, she doesn't go after anybody. She's not mean, but she will let you know, I'm the boss. And she'll pin her ears back, and she'll take a little nip at you. But you know, she's usually pretty good, and you know that. So she's honest.
The epilogue to Serena's song story continues to be written. To date, she has 21 black type descendants and counting. Her 3 daughters at Denali each produced colts this year, by Into Mischief, Warfront, and Pioneer of the Nile. The Lewises and Banderoffs remain generous in sharing Serena's mystique with her fans and as a means to aid charitable efforts.
Yeah, well, we joke, and I don't think there's a horse in Kentucky that's had more halters made than Serena's song, you know. I mean, she's 27, and we still give 8 or 10 halters a year to a charity. And Conrad was saying earlier that they still bring $2,000 or $3,000. You know, she gets fans here. Earlier this spring, there was a woman that came that literally broke down into tears. I mean, just couldn't thank me enough for letting her come. And, you know, she's still an icon. And, you know, I think she's meant a lot of things to a lot of people. you know, probably a lot of things that we don't even know about, but, you know, horses have an amazing connection with people, as we all know.